Favorite thing?
Chocolate.
The heaven in heaven, by the way. Is everyone happy?
That's awesome.
I am. He made sure that he let me know right away that everything I liked and loved was there. Since he knew he would keep me busy for the next 10 years, running everywhere, sharing revelation. You're definitely going to get one of the statements you made there today. You're going to get divine revelation.
Oh, yeah.
And you're actually going to get some I have never given anywhere else before. But first, we're going to welcome all of heaven. If you want to stand for a second.
Yep.
The Father likes us to honor them that have passed on before us, because whether you believe it or not, they're all watching you. All of your family and friends that now live in heaven, that have accepted Christ, are standing at a portal right now over this building.
Yeah.
They can see you as close as that ceiling.
Awesome.
So we're going to thank them for coming, and we're going to thank the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit for coming. So everybody raise your hands and say, Father.
Father.
We welcome you.
We welcome you.
Jesus.
Jesus.
We welcome you.
We welcome you.
Holy Spirit of God.
Holy Spirit of God.
We're glad you're here.
We're glad you're here.
All of the heavenly hosts.
All the heavenly hosts.
Now present in this room.
Now present in this
and watching
room.
From heaven.
And watching from heaven.
We welcome you.
We welcome you.
And all of our family and friends.
All of our family and friends.
Now standing at the portal.
Now standing at the portal.
Hello. Thank you for coming. Okay, you can be seated. I have so much to share with you, but God has definitely given me liberty to share some things. And so I have to give a warning at the very beginning of this CD for all those who may be tempted to listen to it. My name is Kat Kerr. I am an ambassador from heaven. That's the first time he allowed me to use that title, that he said I could have liberty. I've known the Lord for 53 years, sold out, completely surrendered, totally died to my own self, or I wouldn't be here. Have been taken to heaven for over 12 years, so many times, I've lost count. That was not my choice, that was his choice. If you've died to yourself, he'll do a lot with you. And
Amen.
To be free from yourself is the greatest freedom you'll ever have.
Amen.
Because then you get filled with him. And when you go somewhere, it's not you speaking. It's him. So I must warn people. This message is from the Father God for all those youth of this world. Either by age or by young at heart. You will hear some of the mysteries of heaven. Of the wonderful, amazing things he has prepared for all those who are young at heart. The word says that you must be like a little child to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Some of us are already there. That's why I have pink hair. I just rhymed. I may laugh a lot. That's because, guess what? I'm happy. I have the joy of the Lord. And when you're in the presence of the Lord, you will find joy.
Amen.
And let me tell you, he's here and he is excited about this place. He named it. He loves life.
Yeah.
And it's international because that's where you're going.
Yes, Lord.
And I can't tell you of all the visions I had sitting there. I'll have to write them all down later and send them to you of your place.
Okay.
How massive it will be, how far reaching that love will flow.
Wow.
And the places you will go.
Wow.
So right now I just declare to all of those, if you are not young at heart, if you are not a youth, you probably should not listen to this recording. You may become offended, shocked, or overwhelmed, but guess what? Heaven is holy, but it is fun.
Yes, it is.
And I know you can't see me, but I have brilliant, shocking pink hair because I'm supposed to represent the fun side of heaven. I'll live a holy life, but let me tell you, I have fun. So I'm just going to take you for a brief walk through heaven, and then I will share some of the amazing things he's going to let me tell you about. When you die, you do not remain in this world. Your body does. You are not dead. The spirit being that lives within you is eternal, and it is eternally young. There are no old in heaven. No one remains old. You could be 90 and pass away, you'd be like you were in your 20s. So if you are elderly and listening, you're probably very excited. I am 57, but I feel 15 most of the time. And I love it. But in heaven, you are like a child when you get there. People ask me, what was it like to go before the throne of God? I was like a little kid coming home to see my daddy. And yes, he did embrace me. I have seen God. You cannot see his face from the brilliance of the glory, but you can see his eyes. They're amazing blue. They're filled with passion and fire for you. Jesus Christ, his son, is the express image of the Father. When he dims the aura that is around him, you can see him. He's about 6 foot tall in his natural state, his natural human body he took upon himself. He is very muscular built. He is not milky white. He does not look meek or mild. He is a strong, ruling king.
Amen.
He came once as Savior, but when he comes back again, it will be as king to rule and reign. And he wants all of us to be those vibrant, passionate, young at heart warriors ruling with him in this earth now. Don't wait until you get to heaven. Just carry it up there with you. We're not supposed to be living in lack, poverty, fear, sickness, or grief. We are supposed to be filled with his life, his joy, and he wants you to enjoy your life now. Young people, don't ever listen to anyone that says you have to be the status quo of what this world thinks you should be.
That's right.
Your Father in heaven created you to be victorious, to be filled with his power.
Yes.
But he wants you to know no army, no demon, and no government can ever have more power than what's on the inside of you.
Amen.
Because love is the greatest force in the universe.
Amen.
The greatest thing ever created is love, his passion. And that passion is about to come to this earth. You were born in this day and hour.
Yes.
So you could carry his power. And someday you'll write a story about his glory that's in you. So get ready to have the time of your lives, because this earth will never see this. And this is not just a move of God. It's not a revival. It is not a visitation. It is a habitation.
Yes.
Because heaven is coming to kiss earth.
Yes.
And you're going to get caught in the smack. You're not just going to sit and see what he does. You will be doing it. His glory that's going to cover the earth from the book of Joel, that is you carrying his glory around this earth. And I'm telling you, when this happens, you will walk down the halls of a hospital. You won't even go into the rooms, and the people will be raised up out of their beds. You will raise the dead yourself, carrying his glory. It will be rampant everywhere. Even the media will run to see these miracles and manifestations. They will happen in his house, but they're going to happen in the street everywhere.
Amen.
His passion is going to come and sear the hearts of his people, so we'll actually love each other.
Amen.
Because the world won't want him until they see him in us.
That's right.
And you young people are so filled with passion. Take that passion and don't give it to the flesh.
That's right.
It's okay to have someone to love when it's his time.
Come on, God.
But when that passion starts to hit your heart and it goes towards the flesh, give it to him. Trust me, he's all you need in this time in your life.
Amen.
When he's ready, guys, he'll bring you a wife. Don't go looking for one. You seek him. He'll give you the dream you have ever dreamed of. I'm telling you. Somebody amazing that will complete you, not compete with you.
That's right.
And girls, if you want a prince, if you want someone who's going to adore you, who's going to respect you, honor you, and not beat you up and not use you for a doormat, don't go looking for somebody. You seek him first. And he's going to make sure you get the one he has for you. Perfect in every way. That every morning when you awake beside your husband, it will be a delight and not a fright. He's just giving you clues for your life. so you don't have to live in strife.
That's good.
He wants you to know He loves you so. So make sure you're filled with Him before you go. Now I'm going to share some fun things. When you die and your spirit leaves your body, whoever owns you is going to come for you. There are only two places you will go. One, into the heavenly realm. It's not an eternal rest. You're not going to rest in heaven. You're not going to sit around on clouds. You are going to have the greatest adventure you ever had in your life. On earth, you have to make a living in order to exist. In heaven, you exist to live.
Yeah.
People are not dead there. They are not grieving. They are not sick. And they lack for nothing. You can't take anything from here except people, because you are not going to need it. I have walked through mansions. And let me tell you, they don't all look like Southern Belle mansions. Some look like houses that would be made from the Jetsons cartoons. If you've never seen the Jetsons here, they're very supernatural, way out there things. Very radical, extreme, modern houses. Some houses are on pedestals, and the houses are up in the sky. You actually go into the bottom, get sucked up, and whatever floor you're thinking about in your house, you're taken there. You want to know about transportation? There's all kinds of transportation in heaven. Everything is fueled by light or wind. There is no residue left anywhere. They do have ships like in Star Wars. If that's what you want, you get one. It'll never break down. It'll never run out of fuel. It's always going to run for you when you get in there. You don't have to have a license, although I'm sure they will train you how to use it. There are chariots if you want a chariot. They still have them. They have chariots that fly through the air, chariots on the ground. I'm sorry if you older people don't understand this. I'm telling you what I saw. It's not my job to even convince you that this is real. I wouldn't have time to tell you anything. So you'll have to take it to God if you don't understand. When you live in heaven, you get to do all kinds of things. They have concerts everywhere in heaven. And it's not Southern gospel. I'm sure somewhere there's some of that, but the elderly people that think they might want it, remember, you're going to be in your 20s. You're going to want to rock when you get to heaven. And yes, what you heard today takes place in the throne room. There is dancing and celebration and joy all over heaven. Hell did not create parties, God did. And when you go there, you have the biggest celebration party you could have ever imagined. Because when your loved ones get there, they start collecting gifts for you. Why are there gifts there? Because people use what they do down here, whatever gift God gave you, you use it in heaven. That's how things are given. There's places to go shop. There's places to go and eat out. There's places to go and enjoy entertainment. It's all godly, but it is fun. They have concerts in heaven where even the angels crowd surf. You have to watch out for their wings. And I'm going to talk about the angelic beings in a minute. There are so many in this room, I thought if I breathed, I would suck them in. And they weren't sitting. They were dancing. And a little later, we're going to learn a dance that the angels do. I'm sure none of you will have a problem learning it. But the angels dance all the time. They're so filled with the life of God, they can't help it. And if you like music, it's everywhere in heaven. You can't go anywhere and not hear music. And there are all forms of music. They have rap. They have hip-hop. Yeah. Oh, they do. And I'm from the 60s, so I like to rock. And people ask me if in a rock band, I say only if they throw them, because I can't sing. I really can't dance very well either, but I love to do it anyway. There are places in heaven There's a place that has sports, extreme sports in heaven. And I'm not just talking about football and basketball, although those are there. Because see, those people, those athletes have gifts. You don't stop using your gifts. Your gifts and callings, what does it say? They're eternal. They are without repentance means that you have no excuse not to use them. Well, when you use them down here, if you're an artist here, you are an artist there. But you don't just get a mansion, you get a whole art gallery. You get a studio. You buy nothing. Everything is given to you to produce that art. Whether you're a fine artist or you stand there and make art by throwing balloons of paint on them on the wall or the canvases, if you spray it, there's all kinds of ways that you can produce artwork. And that means pottery, jewelry, it doesn't matter. That is an artist's gift, and you're not going to lose that when you go to heaven. If you ever wanted to be able to use it in the fullness here, and you never had that ability, when you step through the gates of heaven, waiting in your mansion, at the extension of your mansion, will be an amazing studio. Your studio would be bigger than this room. Then he gives you a gallery to hang all of your stuff in, and when people come to see your stuff, you give it away. There is no money anywhere, no monetary system in heaven. It's all given to you. There are chefs in heaven because that is a gift. So they have their own restaurant. You go and eat and pay nothing. There is no weight gain, no food allergies. And whatever you eat in your body is completely absorbed. There is no waste. So people, there are no bathrooms in heaven. Your body's never going to get dirty, so you don't have to ever wash it. But if you like to plant and do flowers and stuff, I don't want to dig in the dirt. When I played in the sandbox when I was a kid, I wore gloves. I wasn't a sissy. I just didn't like getting dirt under my fingernails. I'm one of 15, by the way, and that's probably why I'm eternally young. I was number 3, which means I helped to raise 12 of them. God knew it was a miracle when I had children of my own. And we learned long-suffering and perseverance because we had one bathroom. So we all learned to be comedians and drama kings and queens because you had to do something while you stood in line. So I'm telling you, I did have an amazing childhood. But this place in heaven where the extreme sports are played, there are supernatural abilities that go along with that. And I'm telling you, there's every form of extreme sport. And in my second book, there'll be a chapter that says, sports in the extreme, no helmets required, because you will not need to wear protective gear. You cannot get hurt even if you fall off of something. And so you can do loops 100 feet high on your skateboards or your bicycles. I'm not even going to try to describe the ramps and the things that they have got there, because some of them are done in a supernatural way that I don't even understand. I'm just telling you that you have never experienced anything like that. And I know some of you don't care, but I can tell you there are people and kids here that want to hear that. Yeah. Or I wouldn't be sharing it. So just be patient. I'm sure eventually you'll hear me say something that you like. Well, you should like the fact that you're going to eat food and not have grapes popped in your mouth by some fat baby angel. By the way, in all the times I've been there, I never saw that happen once. But when you're hungry or you want something, food appears in front of you. When you're done, it disappears. So if you peel a cucumber or a potato in your home, as you're peeling it and you're done, the peel evaporates. There is no trash or garbage. Nothing is going to decay. Guys, none of your stuff is ever going to rust. You're not going to have to keep it oiled up. You're not going to have to keep it under protective cover because it's not going to rain on it. It's not going to fall apart. You're not even going to have to maintain it. And I know people who are musicians, guess what? Your strings are never going to break. You're not going to have to sit there and guard that instrument with your life, because I know they do that. They're very expensive. In heaven, you get the best of everything you need. And he'll even if you never wrote music when you played in heaven, you will have that ability. You'll have the ability to write the lyrics and the music. If you're a musician, you get that automatic when you go to heaven. And guess what? You don't have to look around for a recording contract. You don't have to look for a deal to be made known. God will use that gift. You'll have so many opportunities to get to play before the masses or before the king. It will be amazing. They have concerts. Like I told you, if you've never been in a band and always wanted to be, even if it's not your gift, you can get trained, and it doesn't take years. Thank you, God, because it would take me a long time to learn anything. I can't even use the remote control on the TV. So there are so many things. And talking of television, I may as well go into the acting and actresses. Guess what? They have movie theaters in heaven. And I know that might sound strange. That was the first place he took me. And he's been taking me since 1996. The Father said, we're going to let you see what our reality theaters look like in heaven. And people think, why are you commercializing this? I'm not. It was there first, and then it came here. But the enemy takes the things that God gives us as gifts, and he defiles them.
Yeah, that's right.
So the movie theaters in heaven have no defilement. Okay, they don't have to have ratings on their movies, but you will never see anything so as intense and exciting and dramatic and funny and amazing as the movies in heaven. But there is another side to that. When you go into the movie theater to sit down, I'm going to talk about what that theater looks like in a moment. You go in the double doors and sit down. You go down the hallway in the single door. When you step through that door, you will be in the movie. Instantly. Now, you're not just going to wander in there and be in something you don't know about. You actually get to go and sign up. You pick one that you want to be in. You pick the part you want to play. And when you step through that door, you know the script. If it's a musical, you know the songs. You know the whole plot. You know everything. You do not have to read scripts. So, isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
I want to do that. I don't know about you. I'm excited about that. In these movie theaters, when I went in there, there was no screen. There was like a waterfall at the end of the theater. The light panels were built into the wall. You couldn't see a panel. Just the lights were there. And it would dim as it needed to. When the movie was ready to start, the waterfall metamorphed into the screen. It was amazing. When you sit in these things in heaven, they think that they develop memory foam here. No, it's always been there. Because when you sit in those seats, they will conform to your being in every way. They're the most comfortable seats. And when I go to theater, sometimes I have to put a pillow there. You have to get comfortable. The seats are hard. It isn't like that. A little menu will appear from nowhere in front of you. And yes, you can have popcorn because I wouldn't go without it. So there's a little screen that appears and you just select what you want and it's there on a tray for you to enjoy. When you're done, it just disappears. There's many things that our human mortal mind cannot conceive of in heaven. That's why it's heaven. It's got to be supernatural because the person who created it is supernatural. So I just want you to understand it is an amazing place to live in. There are places where you can go on the crystal sea if you want to know what that looks like. If you could take liquid mercury and thin it down and put about a million diamonds in it, that's what the crystal sea looks like. It starts by flowing out from under the throne of God and it goes all over heaven. You can go on this. They have big sailing ships. If you want to go on a sailing ship, if you ever liked those kind of movies, you can have your own. And you can take people for rides on it. And something he wants people to know, don't ever judge and say somebody didn't make it to heaven. Because I need to tell you that there's even pirates that made it to heaven. There was a pirate called Henry Morgan. He went all over the state of Florida and back and forth from Panama. And he pillaged and ravaged places. He sunk ships on the high sea. But somehow God got to him. In his last will and testament, he wrote these words. I want everyone to know that when I leave this earth, I will be living in the heavenly realm because I have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. And if you ever want to see me again, you better do the same. So he actually lives up in heaven. He has an island in the middle of the Crystal Sea. And guess what people go there for? They go to ride on his big sailing ships and to do treasure hunts. So even though he may have used it in the wrong way down here, up there he doesn't. Your gifts are used, whether you're a musician, an artist, a dancer, Heaven has a lot of dancers. And if you don't dance here, you should learn how. Because when you go in the throne room, you don't get a choice. People will grab you. They do circle dances. They do all kinds of... I've seen Jesus come off his throne and get with the guys and do that whole Greek thing. Think of lines of guys lined up across doing these. But then they also have the wild, uninhibited Holy Ghost dances, just like we had here. It's amazing. God loves music. He created it. Lucifer took it and defiled it.
That's true.
That's right.
And I can tell you that there's a place in heaven called the park where every kind of animal that God ever made existed, including the dinosaurs. Only you can ride them. They are not mean. Nothing in heaven will hurt you or harm you in any way. And actually, the animals in the Garden of Eden, when it was first created, they didn't even eat each other. They didn't attack people. It was after sin entered in that caused that. So in heaven, they're all back to their natural state. And I have to tell this, and even older people like this, your pets go to heaven. It has nothing to do with whether they have a soul or not. It has everything to do with the fact that you love them. And before I wrote the book, the Lord had me do a survey. I surveyed 400 people and asked them one question. If you could ask God anything about heaven, one question, what would it be? And we asked age 5 to 95, every ethnic group. We even went into biker bars and got their questions. One third of all 400 people wanted to know if their pets went to heaven. So if you think it doesn't matter, it matters. If I were God, I would say yes, just because of that. And if you've ever done surveys, that is an enormous percentage. To have one third of them all be the same thing, because people care. He gave them to us as companions. So you want to know, excuse me, your pets will be waiting on you when you get there. You don't have to try to find them. You're not going to be lost and wander around and wonder where your place is. Believe me, when you pass away and you belong to the Lord, they come for you. You get put on a transport or taken on a chariot. You get to go through the universe and see all of the planets, the nebula, the stars that God created up there and put there in place. It's amazing. Then when you arrive, guess what? Father Abraham greets you, not Saint Peter. Although you can go and see Peter because they're all there in the streets waiting to talk to you. They want to talk to you as much as you want to meet them. But Father Abraham, remember, we're all part of his seed. When the Father said, look at the sand of the seashore and the stars in the sky. When you come through those gates, he's welcoming you home as part of him. He's very broad-chested. He's a big person. He does have a beard because he wants one. But like I said before, excuse me, to take a drink. I forget all the time because I'm excited to share with you. And I've already been talking for about 12 hours.
Yeah.
My meetings normally last 4 hours, so I'm sorry I'm not going to stop and explain things. I won't get to tell you anything. So you're just going to have to get the CD and listen to it later, because I'm going to tell you a whole lot in about an hour. I don't want to keep you really long, and I'm definitely going to teach you that dance. You have to learn it. So when you walk down the streets of glory, I actually have some of my illustrations with me. And I'm really going to cut through a lot. After taking me to heaven for many, many years, the Lord came to my home at 4 o'clock in the morning and sat on my love seat. He said that he and the Father wanted me to write a book about all the places they'd shown me, but they didn't just want me to write about it. They wanted me to illustrate it. That's why this book sells, because no one else has illustrated heaven. Now, I'm only a sketch artist, but I have a friend who's the janitor in our church who can do a masterpiece on his lunch hour. So he took my sketches, and the Lord actually commissioned him to do it and made them beautiful. So there are 10 illustrations in my book of places that actually exist in heaven. Some of them are fun places like the amusement park, the Hall of Nations. I talk a lot about that. But he did have me illustrate the holy, profound places, like the throne room of God, the portal, the nurseries in heaven. This is a place right now, when you look at this, you're looking at something that literally exists in heaven. Oh, they've got it up there. Okay, well, this is the color, but I can tell you what it is. This is called the portal. This is where all of your family and friends are standing right now, and it is actually in the Word of God. Hebrews 12:1 declares that there is a great cloud of witnesses that have gone on before you, that surround you continually. So run your race. Get rid of any sin that's in your life so you can finish that race. There literally is a place in heaven, and I have been there, and they do go and see you whenever they want to. They come in that beautiful hallway. They go up a staircase and look over a balcony railing. And when they look down, whoever they're thinking of at that moment, God allows them to see and hear you as close as the ceiling. So they are not completely separated from you. They're up there declaring God's will over your life. That's why the Lord said, pray this way, that your will be done in my life as it is in heaven. They know what the will of God is for your life. And even if they look down and see someone doing something wrong like drugs, they're not going to go crying to the Lord like he didn't know. They're not going to whine and fall on their knees and fall apart. They're going to lean over that balcony railing and they're going to declare, I declare you will be free in Jesus' name. I declare you will become a mighty man of God. I declare you will not miss your destiny and you will become a living testimony to the saving power of Jesus Christ. And then they don't think about it again. Because when they look down here, they're not just seeing this natural realm. They see the spirit realm that's around you all the time. And I'm going to talk about that in just a minute and how that impacts your life. When they look down, they see the angels of the Lord coming in to intervene. They see the workings of the Holy Spirit to draw that person to Him, to the Lord. So see, they already know that God is doing something because someone has prayed. Never stop praying. Don't stop praying for your family members. I don't care how far and how wild they're running from God. If you are praying for them, they're running around right in His hand. And when He is ready, He will close it. Because if there's someone standing in the gap for somebody, He is not going to let those words fall to the ground.
That's right.
It may be the only chance they have of ever getting to heaven. And you want to make sure they go there. Because I've been to hell, and you don't want to know how awful that place is. You don't want your worst enemy to go there. You will never get out except when you're thrown into the lake of fire. And they are tortured all the time. It's a terrible place. But in heaven, where joy and love rule, that's where you want to be. And you'll be with your families for all time. So this is an amazing place that God has created. I've been there several times. We do have copies of this. I think some 8x10s left if you want them. And I'm going to talk about the throne room real quick. Then I'm going to finish talking about some of those amazing places. I don't know if you've got this one up there, but this is the wing of the living creature around the throne of God. And we actually did something that they were doing. We were declaring holy, holy, holy. Only when they do it, the walls of the throne room shake.
Good.
They are huge beings. They have eyes all over in their bodies, in the front and in the back. Yes. And when you stand in their presence, they are absolutely overwhelming to see. One of them has the head of a lion, one has the head of an eagle, one has the head of an ox, and one has the head of a man. I don't know why God created them like that. He had His reasons. But if you want to know if what I'm saying is the truth, you read Revelation 4. You look in the book of Ezekiel, and you'll hear more about those living creatures. They do not crawl on all fours, although most people paint them that way. They stand upright like you and I, and they have garments on, but you can see through them and see the thousands of eyes. And in their six wings, even in the feathers, they have these eyes. They all move independently of each other. And so I want you to know nothing is hidden from God. Some of those creatures like that fly over the earth all the time, and those eyes are always looking at the hearts of man. That's why we should never judge a person by their outward appearance. You don't know their heart. Only God knows the heart of a person. But you are always being watched, even if you're not aware of it or you cannot see them. Number one, your guardian angel is with you all the time. They were given to you from the time you were born. They stay with you until you leave this earth. And they're hoping that you will go to heaven. If you do go to heaven, you'll get to know them. They'll remember you on this earth. They were given to you to guard and protect, to guide you with the Holy Spirit into the truth. They were sent to help and come alongside you, to intervene on behalf of you when the enemy comes in to attack you. When you get to heaven, you'll literally know all the times they prevented you from being injured. I know sometimes we still get injured, but if you knew the times that they rescued your life, you would be amazed. So when you get to heaven, there's a place you can go into and actually see your life relived. No sin is going to be there. This is a very fun place to go. It's called Remember When Gallery. You can go in and see all the crazy things that your parents did when they were growing up that they never told you about. So, you know what? All your secrets may have been exposed to them, but you get to go and see what they did. I know I'm going to go see my mother run through the sewers of New York. And we did some pretty wild things ourselves. And our children will be glad to go and see that. You get all your friends together and go in there and laugh at yourself. And you will wonder, why in the world did I do that? So guys, all the crazy things you pull on each other that you never tell anyone else about, it's going to be revealed. Nothing bad you did, if you repented, is going to be in this movie. But I'm telling you, people pour in those places all the time. And you hear them laughing and screaming when they see the crazy things that their parents and grandparents did that they were never told about. They were told not to do some of these things, but they're not telling you why. It's because they did them and found out. You get hurt sometimes when you do things, you know, or you make a fool out of yourself. But in heaven, you're going to find out all that stuff, and they can't hide it from you. So God made a way for you to see, and even the wonderful side of it, if you were born, never knew who your parents were, never knew who your ancestors were, you will find out one day. God won't keep that from you. And even family members in heaven that were a part of your family line 200 years before are going to know your name. And it's funny, but when you meet them, you're going to feel connected. You're going to know you were a part of their line. So anything hidden in family lines and ancestry, you're going to know it when you get there. Number one, at your welcome home party, they will be there. That might sound odd. Why would they want to be there? Because they've been watching you all this time. They know you. They know the things that you like. And when you're carried up through the atmosphere and you get to heaven and you're greeted, you're either taken directly to the throne room by the Lord. If you had a very passionate personal relationship with him, guess what? There's a line to get in the throne room. But if you have really loved the Lord and had that intimate relationship, you don't wait. You are taken past everybody in that line that lived a nominal Christian life, just safe enough to get into heaven. You're not going to wait with them. You're going to be taken immediately into the throne room, where thousands upon thousands of people are celebrating. The angels of the Lord are flying over the throne. They have fire coming out of their heads, some of them do. And you'll see these amazing living creatures. But all those people are going to part like the Red Sea. So you can go and see the Father. You're going to be greeted home. Everyone in there's eyes will be on you, so they can hear what the Father has to say to you. It's always going to be something wonderful and amazing, because he's been waiting for you to come home. And he knows the day you're brought to this earth and born. He knows that day. They're not going to be surprised by someone showing up in heaven unexpectedly, trying to rush around and get your mansion ready. And the reason I can say mansion is that is what they are amazing. In your mansions in heaven, every story is 20 feet high. They're absolutely amazing. Some people have living flowers growing not just out of the wall, but the floor. If you're a nature lover, you probably don't have a ceiling on your home. But it's not going to rain or snow on you, so you don't have to worry about there's no heat or AC. It's always the perfect temperature. Some people don't even have glass in their windows or doors on them. They want people to come and visit. And some people say, well, I think we're a disembodied spirit. No, you're not. A spirit person in a spirit realm operates like your physical body in this physical realm. The Father would not give you a place to live and put stuff in if you were going to float through it. that doesn't even make sense to think about it. And if he provided a home and stuff to be in there, why wouldn't he provide things for you to do? You have a real life up there. You hang out with friends all the time. You get to go do fun things. The family still do things together. Although husbands and wives are not married, you're set free. Some people like it when I say that. Some don't like it. But you'll live right next door probably. You'll be like best friends. You'll always remember you were married. So if you don't have a good relationship with your husband, I would maybe encourage you to be a little bit kind to each other, because you're going to remember your life down here. For a season, you will remember everything you ever did down here, but there's no condemnation. People give their testimonies in heaven. But when they give your testimony in heaven, you're going to talk about, because you'll have a revelation of what went on in the spirit realm when God did things for you. So you get to give an amazing testimony, and people love it. They glorify God when you share how he had mercy on you. And you may think some people don't deserve mercy, but he died for everyone. Everyone who was ever created come from God. That's why he said he wants even the vilest sinner set free.
That's right.
So don't ever think you're wasting your time if you share the Lord with somebody or your life with somebody down here. It might not be you may not be the one that wins them to Christ, but you may plant that seed of hope in them. And most people, all they want is love. That's why young people run off and try to find acceptance wherever they can. If God's people aren't going to accept them, then they're going to go find someone who does. But when they find out what real love is and what it's like to really live for God, it's not boring.
That's right.
Okay? It's not like a bunch of monks in a monastery up there. It isn't, and it shouldn't be down here. And church should be the most exciting, fun place you go to.
Yes.
Yeah.
It should.
Yes.
You shouldn't have to sit there and worry about falling asleep and falling on the floor unless you're falling out under the power of God, then it's acceptable. People should be walking past your home and falling out in the glory of God. Yeah. They should. You should walk into a place and they cry out to know him because they see the light of God on your face.
That's right.
You should go in some place. And yes, you should attract attention because you're enjoying life.
True.
You actually act like you have a life. You need to.
Yes.
My pink hair helps, and I can tell you right now, if you want to witness, now young people, you have to get parents' permission, and if you can't go to school with it, then you're going to be patient. Because I don't want everyone to go, Mama, she goes to heaven, and she said, I can have pink hair. Let's go get it right now. When you get older and you leave home and you're on your own, then you decide to do that. But while you're living under your parents, and I'm going to give you some clues, young people. If you will obey your parents, clean your room without being asked, help without having to be asked to do it, guess what God does for you? He will give you things that there's no way no man could give them to you. I taught this to my kids. They have got to travel around the world, my daughters, while they were young. He gave them things that they desired that I could never buy them because they honored me. They offered to help when I didn't ask them to. My one daughter is still working on her room and she's 19, so there's still hope, people. She's still working on it. She's very busy. She dances for the Lord everywhere. She has a very busy lifestyle. And routinely she will pick it up, but I don't do it anymore. But if you do things, and okay, when they say something, don't be sarcastic. You need to answer in a kind way. Number one, you're making brownie points with your parents. But more importantly, you're getting brownie points with him. And if there's something you desire to do, he will make it possible. That's why it says to honor your parents. He meant it when he said that. You get rewards for doing that. When you're out somewhere and you have a choice to do the right thing or the wrong thing, and you choose the God thing to do, he's going to make sure you get rewarded. And I'm not telling you this just so you can get the rewards. I'm telling you what will happen if you do those things, because it's his choice. You decide in your life how you live, not every day, but every moment.
That's right.
And around you is a spirit realm. I can see it around everybody here. And guess what? Demons even try to come to church.
Yeah.
And their job is to distract you, to get you pulled off, or get you offended at the speaker, upset, distracted. And part of your guardian angel's job, bless their hearts, is to stand there in front of you between the demons and try to prevent them from affecting you. So if you think they're just sitting in a corner somewhere, they're not. They're busy all the time. Some churches have a lot of distraction. They have a lot of the enemy in there. You need to stay focused. But if your heart already belongs to him, you're not going to be sitting there judging how people look or how they dress. You're just going to be having that love pour out of you.
Amen.
And he says to ask, to wear him like a garment. That means even if you don't really have it in you, you can ask him to help you and he will. I got to go back to heaven again, but he wants me to share with you that there are demonic beings and angelic beings around you in your life. When you go into a place you don't belong or shouldn't go, you actually get vomited on by demons. You cannot see it, but in the spirit realm, you will. If you go in to see a movie that you shouldn't be seeing, or something on the internet, or just a place you don't belong that you know hell lives there, you're going to get hell. And the Father says this, whatever you in your life enter into will enter into you. If you enter into the things of God, then heaven's going to enter into you. But if you enter into places where the enemy is and rules and lives, then he's going to enter into your life. I'm not saying that you'll be possessed, but some people go far enough that happens. But you will allow the enemy to come in and interfere in your life. If you don't repent for going to those places and doing those things, that scum does not get removed. And if you keep repeatedly going back and doing it again, it gets layer after layer until guess what? You're not going to be convicted. You're not going to hear the Holy Spirit. You're not even going to hear warnings. That's how a person goes from being a strong Christian and living in the pits of hell. So if you want a revelation, that's what happens every time. People that realize what they're doing is wrong and repent is totally removed. But if you go back to it again, it's going to happen every time. So be careful what you watch with your eyes, hear with your ears. Be careful where you go.
That's right.
It isn't that you can't enjoy your life. You just have to make the right choice.
Right.
And also, I'll tell you this, with your mouth creates an atmosphere in your life. It says, life and death are in the power of the tongue.
That's right.
I'm going to tell you what happens in the spirit realm when you use that mouth the right way and when you use it the wrong way. When you speak God's words to people, kind, encouraging words, if someone's being misused and you go in there and intervene on their behalf and encourage them, then a river of life comes out of your mouth. It will engulf you, the person you're with, the place you're in, and I'm telling you, the presence of God will come in. But when you shred people with your mouth, I'm not talking about just getting mad and upset. I'm talking about hate and anger coming out of your being until you wish the person was just destroyed. You shred them. You gossip about them. God hates gossip.
Yeah.
He calls it character assassination. Because when you talk about somebody in the wrong way, it's eventually going to get spread around. And people won't know what to believe, and even if they don't really believe it, that thought is always going to be on the inside of them. He doesn't like that. When you gossip, when you backbite, when you just shred people with your mouth, when you bring curses on them, out of your mouth, that very second, comes a cesspool. Demons will come and swim in that cesspool. And I go in some people's homes, and they have a whole house full of it. That means that the words of hate and strife are in that home all the time. Someone's in there swearing or just speaking curses over people's life. I just wish they would die. You know, God should just wipe them off the face of the earth. Don't ever say words like that because he's not going to do that. You don't want to bring hell in your life.
That's right.
So the next time you decide you want to talk about somebody, now, coming up and saying we need to intervene on this person and pray for them, it's different. But if people are just sharing garbage about people, don't let them do it in your presence.
That's right. It's good.
Because even though you're not saying it, if you don't say something against it, God looks at that like you approve.
Amen.
So I will not let people gossip to me about other people. I'm not going to sit there and just shake my head. I'm going to tell them I'm sorry, but I have given my ears and my heart to the Lord. and he doesn't like those things. Why don't we pray about that person instead? You take their hand, start praying about that other person. They will never do that to you again. Because their intention is not to pray for that person, it's to gossip about them. So before we leave, we're all going to repent for any words that we've spoken, and everything you've ever spoken that was unkind or ungodly will be wiped off of your record. So you need to remember that the next time you think about what you want to say or where you want to go. That way your heart is guarded. That's called guarding your heart, so the enemy can't get to you. You don't want to be a part of his kingdom.
That's right.
And I'm going to talk about the second heaven for a second. There is a second heaven between our atmosphere and the third heaven where God lives. It is where Satan lives. Satan does not live in hell. He is not red with horns and a pitchfork. He is very beautiful to look at. The only thing I can think of that could come close would be something like a European prince. He's very beautiful. He has jet black hair. He's very beautiful to look at, except his eyes. His eyes are filled with absolute hate. They are cold. He loves nobody, not even himself. He hates his demons. He hates you because you're made in the image of God. He doesn't love anybody. Everything in him is evil that is created. All of the evil in this world came from him. That's why he was kicked out of heaven. And because he had gone to the very intimate part of the Father, he'd actually walked on the stones of fire, which are God's heart. And guess what? He covered those stones of fire. All worship and praise that came to the Father, he covered that until he began to covet it. That's why he was filled with pride. That was his place. He was the cherub that covered. So he was there. He created worship. Came from him. Music actually was created through him. That's why he uses music to use people and deceive people. That was his place in God. People say, how can he be so deceived? He was there. He knew all the worship that God was receiving because it came through him. Until he felt like, I like this. I want this. And that's why he thought he could throw God over and take over. Because he's always already in that intimate place and that holy place of God. And out of that, pride was born. And I can't believe it to think that the angels in heaven that were created by the Father could think that another created being could throw him over. But they believed him. They're all sorry they believed him. None of them can ever repent. And so Michael threw Lucifer out of heaven down to earth. And all of the other angels that followed him were thrown down here. Those are the demonic beings. Satan didn't create anything new. He cannot create life.
That's right.
He can distort it and defile it and destroy it, but he cannot create it. He will take things that the Father sends down here and creates, and he will defile them. He's done that to a lot of things, because all things were created by God except sin. The demonic beings are assigned to you for specific reasons. They don't have to wonder if someone has a divine calling on their life, because those who have divine callings always have more than one angel with them to protect them and cover them. So they become big targets. So you have to understand that there are things going on in the spirit realm around you. It's as real as heaven. But when you're in heaven and you walk down the paths of heaven, I forgot to tell you that Satan actually has a castle. But guess what? When we praise God, our praises go right through his kingdom. He thought, if I can't take over his earth, I'm setting up my kingdom in between so that I will interfere with him and his people. But what he didn't realize, that he would have a passionate people filled with his glory. And when they worship him, when you worship, it's like sending missiles through his kingdom. He is always repairing and patching because there's so many cracks and crevices in it. It's always falling apart. So when you have a time of glory and praise like now, you do a lot of damage to his kingdom. When you dance before the Lord and you clap before the Lord, it's like sending earthquakes through his kingdom. So if you ever want to do something against the enemy, you praise God.
Yeah.
He hates it when you do that. That's why he said he'll teach your hands to war. When you clap them for him, when you play instruments, they are warring against the enemy. So you remember that, young people. You let all that passion go into when you worship, and you will do great destruction to the enemy. That's why King David sent all the worshipers out ahead of the army, because they were already doing battle in the spirit realm against the enemy that was coming against them. That's how they defeated them. Then the army just went in and wiped them out. So we are an army when we worship God. Amen. It is a holy thing that he gives us to carry. Amen. So his kingdom is between heaven and earth, but that was a very bad decision by the enemy. So when you're carried into the glory realm and you start going down the paths of heaven, as soon as you decide where you want to go in heaven, that path starts to move with you. So you actually cause things to be created in heaven when you're there. When you walk past the flowers, they change colors. They sing. They make music. Some flowers look like gems cut with the most beautiful facets you could imagine. And a lot of the gems that are being dropped down to earth into meetings, they are the mulch in the flower beds. They don't have cypress mulch. They don't have rocks. They have gems. Because God gives you the very best. If you ever want to know what the streets of gold look like, if you want to come look at this later, at the very bottom of this column, you see that shiny gold transparent color? That is what the streets of gold look like when you walk on them. And the reason they're transparent is because they will reflect the glory of God. And no matter where you go in heaven, even the ground you walk on, the trees, the sky, it all reflects his glory. That's why you don't need a light in heaven. It's strange to look in the sky and see no sun. It's like there's no direct beam of light anywhere. It engulfs you.
Wow.
God is light. Your spirit beings are made from light. And the reason that you don't gain weight from the food or there's no waste is because all the food in heaven is made from light. He showed me even how some of the things are done and operated there. Light is a substance that things are built out of and made out of. They're just beginning to understand the value of light here. For a long time, all it did was heat things or light up things, and now they use it as lasers. They use it as weapons. But in heaven, it's used to do a lot of things. So when you go and eat somewhere, you're never going to have to worry. If you go into the bakeries of heaven, the cinnamon rolls are the size of dinner plates. And I'm going to tell you a few of the places I've been there. I don't like fish. My husband is a fisherman. God has a sense of humor. And for years I had fish ice and fish ice cream because he would catch so much fish and stick them in the freezer. You'd open the door of the refrigerator and you'd have something staring at you. It would be his bait. So I was very glad for one birthday one year he bought me a new refrigerator, and now I no longer have fish ice. In heaven, you don't have to worry about that. Women, you're never going to have to stick anything in a refrigerator. Everything is kept perfect. It's not going to get old or rot or decay, so you don't have to throw away anything. There are restaurants in heaven because people have gifts. I have been to pizza parlors because I love pizza. And I have been to ice cream parlors, and that's why I said there's chocolate in heaven. You can eat all the ice cream you want, and it's not going to hurt you, and nobody's going to tell you you can't have it. There is extreme sports in heaven that they use all kinds of things. There's even new ways to do sports on things you've never even seen before. There are amusement parks, and I mention it in the book. I don't have time to tell you the story of the time I was taken there and shown a teenage girl that had passed away and what she was getting to do, but they were going on roller coaster rides. In the book, there's actual evidence that I was in heaven. And even though I'm self-published, it's sold in 38 states and 6 countries without me advertising. Because when someone reads it, they want everyone they know to have that revelation. God could have not revealed a lot of the stuff in the past because those things were not even created on earth yet. They wouldn't have known in John's day what a roller coaster was. They wouldn't have known what a pizza parlor was. They wouldn't have known what a lot of the things were that you can do there now. But because we live in a high-tech age and things are being created every day, he can tell you those things. You can go into places. It's amazing the things that you get to do. In the amusement park, I'm going to tell you this because I know you all will love it. People ask me all the time, do you get wings? Do you become an angel? No. You wouldn't know what to do with a 12-foot pair of wings on your back. You wouldn't know how to put clothes on. You wouldn't know how to sit down. You'd be shutting them in the door, so you don't get wings. But God did create a way for you to fly. And in this amusement park I went into, this action area is called Flyby. And there's two parts of it. You learn to fly like Superman. And you go in the beginner's area, you bring all your friends, and there's actually stands there to sit and watch them try. And they look like someone like Peter Pan hooked to a wire. They'll try to swim in the air. It's absolutely hysterical to watch them. They'll start spinning because they don't know what they're doing. So that's one place you actually get trained. Then you go to the intermediate and advanced area, and you literally soar just like Superman did. Just like the angels do. You fly and dart everywhere. And it is a huge area, and people love to go there and enjoy that. You don't get a cape. Well, I guess if you wanted one, you could probably have one. But there are all kinds of amazing things in this amusement park he showed me. In heaven, like I was talking about the concerts, they're everywhere in heaven. God loves dance. He loves worship. And even though I'm talking about entertainment, guess what? Even entertainment is done as worship. Because trust me, you will praise God when you get to go into these places and enjoy them. Your life is never going to be the same again when you live in that amazing realm. When you're walking through heaven, you will see streams of people going across the sky. If you want to go to the throne room, no matter where you are in heaven, you will start worshiping. You literally ride on your worship. Sometimes when I'm down here worshiping, I feel like I just want to be carried away. Has anyone ever felt like that?
Yeah.
You are so filled with God, you just want to go and be with Him. You are experiencing a natural feeling in your spirit being, because in heaven, you literally do that. When you start worshiping, you'll be carried up into the sky, and you see streams of people all going towards the throne room. So you're never going to be without the Father in heaven. There's all kinds of places, Valley of the Falls, where you get to go and dive over waterfalls. And when you dive over waterfalls, you're going to land into these flowers that are bigger than a three-story house. These flowers are amazing. You go down in and swirl around, and then you go over the leaves like in a water slide, and you zip up and fall and go into the water. Even the babies in heaven experience amazing things. Their slides are rainbows. They go for rides on the deer, the little babies that go to heaven. The angels bring the deer and they put them on their backs and go take them for rides in the meadow. Even the kangaroos come in, they stick them in their pockets and they get to go hopping around. And there's some babies I've seen this big, an angel can hold six of them in his hand. But when they die and leave their little bodies, they're just like our spirits. They know and understand. They even know who their parents are. If you know anyone who's ever had an abortion, please tell them to repent. Because when they get to heaven, they get to raise their baby. God will take that child that was destroyed and restore it, because it's not lost. They have millions and millions of babies in heaven. I've had so many people heal from that. If you've lost a baby, they're not lost. If you miscarried or know someone who did, tell them to please name their baby. Pick a boy or a girl name. When those babies are named, even if it's 30 years later, they have a ceremony before the throne of God. Those little babies are brought in and told, your parents have named you. They celebrate that name is given to them for all time. And they know and realize that they've been accepted by their families down here. It heals you. It removes that guilt or that pain or that grief. And if you've lost someone recently, I know that hurts. I know you miss them, but while we're down here grieving, they're celebrating. So you have to understand, going to heaven, to God, is a good thing. And when somebody comes home, all of heaven celebrates. You're not going to be stuck in some hole where you're not known or ever talked to. People will come to your places all the time. You will have parties. You will go visit places and do things. And yes, there are sports in heaven. I've been to football games, and there are three scoreboards, three places to hold the score, because even the games are played as worship. And you want to talk about competition? They compete even harder up there, because when a team gets a point, it stays briefly on their board and then goes to Jesus's. Jesus has his own place on the scoreboard, and all those points go to him. So whatever team gets the most points, they get to carry him across the field. It is a high honor, so they even will compete harder in heaven than they do down here. The only thing is, you can throw that football a lot further. And when you get tackled, you can throw everybody off of you. So it's even fun to go and watch them. I won't tell you about the basketball games. It's absolutely amazing. So all you guys that like sports, don't worry. You're not going to miss it. Because those are gifts God gave to people. You get a wardrobe. I just might as well tell you this. You're not going to be stuck. And please, change your mind. You don't get a nightgown and a bathrobe when you go there. You get the most amazing gown, brilliant, filled with light, because you are holy. Your robes do not look like bathrobes. Those robes are like kings and queens' robes. They're beautifully clasped here. They go down behind you. And when you walk down the streets of heaven, you know if somebody did something with their life. Because if they're very plain, they probably got in by the skin of their teeth, a deathbed confession. But you know what? They have as much joy as you do because they know they didn't go there. But people who have done things with their life, not everybody was called to be Billy Graham. If you were called to be kind to people, to help people, just to give them rides, to pray for them, whatever it is God called you to do, and you do that, your robe is embellished in heaven. And every time you say a kind word, you just smile at a stranger, you give a helping hand, something else is put on that robe. So when you walk down the streets of heaven, God is going to make sure everybody knows without asking, you did something with your life. So please know that it's an amazing place. And I have to end, or we're not going to have time to dance, and I want to. I am coming back.
Yes.
Because I have so much to share with everybody. But I'm telling you, heaven is a radical place made for people with a young heart. You have to be like a child or a youth to enter into the kingdom of heaven, because he's going to make you have fun. I didn't have fun growing up, and when they said they took me, they said, we are going to make you have fun. Because my whole life was poured out to live and help my mother and my brothers and sisters. I didn't even know what it was to really play. So when I go to heaven, if you want to know what I do, I play. I go to the concerts. I go to the movie theaters. I go to the ice cream parlors. I go watch people play their extreme sports. I go to the surf park that's an 800-acre surf park called Wipeout. You can ride 80-foot waves, and even if you fall off and crash, you're not going to get hurt. You go in the water, and you're all wet. When you step out, you're perfectly dry. You never have to dry off. You can ride on the whales or the dolphins as long as you want to, because you don't have to worry about breathing to live. It is a fascinating place. You get your own fireworks shows over your home. If you want one, you can have them all the time. Invite your friends over to have a party, and then have your own fireworks. It is a fun, amazing place. There's nothing on this earth worth missing it. And even though I shared the fun stuff, the one thing that's the most important is you will be in the presence of a holy, loving God. And his son who paid that price for you to be there, you never forget it. When Jesus comes across heaven, it's like a million diamonds blazing across the sky. People run before him and cry out. They worship him. Everyone, it ricochets. It causes a chain reaction. You can't help it, because the Lord of glory is coming to see you. He will make you feel like the only person that exists there. And he'll walk right up to you and look in your eyes. And for the first time, you will understand that passion, that love that took him to the cross for you. And you will love him forever. You'll never be left lonely. You'll be with your family members and your friends. Can you imagine going through eternity with your best buddy or your best girlfriend? It's like a girl's or guy's day out every day. You'll always have fun. You'll always be with each other. So make sure you all make it to heaven. Make sure your friends make it. He wants everyone to be there. So I have to end now. I'm going to declare something from the Lord over you. So please stand up and close your eyes. Father, I declare that your beloved people here, your people filled with life and joy, that emanate everything that you are about.
Yes.
I declare that this place they're going to will only be the beginning place. I declare that everything they need and more will be provided. People will bring them money. They will bring them things they need to supply. They'll have every person they need to operate this place in perfection, joy, and love.
Yes.
I declare that love will flow into these streets, that you won't just give them this city, you'll give them this country, and you'll bring the nations to them. I declare that people from every nation will be there, will live there, and will love there. I declare that you will give them this city, that they will own a great part of it.
Amen.
That you will give them properties, you will give them substance, you will give them wealth. Because in this season of heaven kissing earth, you're giving wealth to your people. They don't have to prepare. They've already prepared themselves. So get ready to receive it, says your God, because I am pouring it out. People will stand in shock at what I will do for you. And those that laughed and pointed their finger and said, look at those ridiculous people, they'll want to be a part of you. Because that joy will never end. And when I start pouring this out, it will never end. You will be doing this until my son comes, until the end comes. You and your seed will carry my glory.
Yes.
When people walk in front of your place, they'll fall out in the glory of God. When you walk in places, they'll see my light on your faces.
Yes, Lord.
I declare I have purpose this place. I look through time and eternity, and I said, I'll pick them. They're crazy. They're crazy about me. They're crazy about love. And they're crazy about worship.
Whoa.
The enemy is fearful of you.
Whoa.
You cause him to tremble continually.
Yes.
Because he can't make you get in a box that others live in. I'm taking my people out of the box.
Yes.
I've never been in the box, and they better get ready and get used to it, because I'm not changing. I'm changing my people. And I'm coming to take back my church.
Yes.
It will be a holy place.
Woo.
My presence will seep through the very bricks of the building.
Woo.
But when they enter in there, they'll find joy unspeakable. They will know what it's like to celebrate like we do in heaven. So get ready to carry my wealth and carry my glory, because you can't stop me from sending it. No man, no government, no demon can stop me. So I declare my life into you, my wealth into you, and my glory into you.
Whoa.
So receive it, says your God. We stand on behalf of our brothers and sisters in Israel. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We declare that God is the God of Israel, that he will stand on behalf of his people. That no nation will defeat them.
Yes.
And he puts a warning to them.
Whoa.
You better not touch my people.
Yeah.
You better not come near that border. Because my God will come and defend them himself. I will sit upon the throne in that holy place.
Yes.
That third temple will be built. It will not be destroyed.
Yes.
I have called it my people. You have been grafted into those people. So pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
Yes.
It is in my heart and in my mind and in my mouth.
Yes.
So all those who agree to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, yell, I do.
I do.
Woo! Amen.
Woo!
And open it up to receive our dance as worship.